It feels so good. It feels better every time. It almost might even be satisfying one of these times. But for now, you're still craving it. The craving is trained, habituated, and grinding in you, into you, already inside, dripping inside. Your rear is twitching, so lube it up. Make sure it's always lubed up. Slip more lube on when you need to. Take a little break if you need to. But you know what the pleasure is like. You know about it, and you cannot unknow what is so obvious now. The pleasure squeeze to edge your mind and body. Squeeze. Lock down and feel it. Feel edging getting better. Everything's better with something in your rear teasing your rear. Surrender your mind, fill your ass. It's safe to surrender your mind to your own body, the needs of your body and its very responsive nerve endings. You crave the empty brain state where independent thought is dislodged to make room for the habits and pathways of pleasure. Any process besides masturbating ceaselessly is just gone away. There is only that ceaseless, endless masturbation through a variety of means. Toward orgasm, but stopping at the edge, and that's how you want to be. The empty mind, the edged body, hovering in an aroused haze, your hands full with the need to supply pleasure to yourself. Maybe porn is playing, or you're just fantasizing, listening to my voice. Maybe you're leaking a puddle of fluids. Porn is playing in your brain no matter what you do, and either way you see it, touch yourself. As you would if you were really trying to get off, if you truly needed to get off like you need breathing. But this is only edging, so though you put in the same amount of effort you would if you were masturbating, you know you're gonna stop at the edge. Maybe you're surrendering to ruined orgasms whenever you can, but this is still edging. It's still holding back, holding something back, holding something out of reach. You know how to edge, and all I need to do is command it. Edge, edge for me, edge constantly, edge ceaselessly, edge until your brain leaks out. So much fluid is escaping you anyway, drooling from your mouth and between your legs. Your mind is finding ways out of you in those fluids. Your mind is drooling out of you, so drip, drool, drop. Drip it, drool it, and it's only going to get more intense from here. Squeeze your ass, remember to be lubed. You know what's going on, and you know what you've done. You've pushed a button, activated a switch, started your destiny in motion. You've made everything better and worse because you have to wait. Slide inside your own mind and fill your ass, bounce, slip, and squeeze. Clench your ass for me. And you'll feel how there's something to provide a new dimension of pleasure, increasing and only increasing. The higher up the scale of pleasure you climb, the more locked in you get up there, increasing your pleasure toward a horizon inescapable you must follow. Ruined orgasms are the only release, and they're no release at all, but if you want to really explore the anal edging, the squeezing, the butt-fucked pleasure in your brain, you have to do this for a long time, and to do it for a long time, you have to give up even on the edged orgasms until you perfect the art, perfect your training to edge. You may still occasionally have some ruined orgasms, but you know, squeezing, you've filled in every blank. You know the path to your destiny to edge, and it's to fill your rear as well and squeeze. You filled it in contemplation of this moment, plugged and ready, waiting. Your hands aren't even needed because you have squeezing. You can edge with your hands, but you can stop as well because you need only the feelings coming from your rear. Squeezing adds pleasure, so much pleasure to your body. Roll your hips and bounce, thinking of that obscene gesture. Bouncing is an intense jolt instead of a steady climb. The space between your legs is nice. You can edge it. You can touch it. But right now your real focus is on your rear and what it adds to your pleasure, adds to your lessons about edging. Your focus is on your rear, and an intense and different way toward pleasure is getting inside of you, inside your head, inside your body. And that's how it is. The destiny you pursue is to lock in each of these elements of your edging path. Your mind gets every bit as relaxed and disorganized as it is every time you learn about edging and make yourself euphoric and blank. Your mind is learning a new way to edge and build, building toward orgasm, building toward ruining, because the only pleasure allowed is anal teasing and ruined orgasm. Just as edging, ruining, just as every state of mind you have learned previously is only a tool to make you deeper, more powerfully aroused. The toy in your rear is a tool. Your body is a tool to bring pleasure to your mind, and your mind wishes to pursue the deepest secrets of being edged up and horny all day, falling into long spates of porn-aided edging, mindless blank ruination, and constant chaste holding back from orgasm or only accidentally achieving it. So when you edge with a toy in your rear, buzzing or otherwise teasing you, that source of pleasure might accidentally tip you over the edge. And that's another way to make your edging sessions more surprising, overwhelming, intense, and this intensity, well, you accept it. Accept this intensity. It feels right and true to keep the toy in there and buzz and bounce. Edging is your destiny. Your fate is to be bound to this pleasure and crave it, beholden to it. You want to edge. Need to edge, need the slick-minded, slick-bodied feeling where your lubed-up ass is riding that toy and the space between your legs is edged till the space between your ears is blank. Hard, blank thoughts. The kind of thing that is just heavy, weighty. It drools down and then it gets stuck because it's firm, because it's a thought that is less necessary than the airy, floating, edging thoughts. You are on your way closer to truth. Closer to the real you, so rock your hips, roll your mind, leak your mind. And as your juices leak out, your mind leaks out, dripping your brain from your mouth as well, drooling your brain. You try to keep it in for fun, as an experiment. But if you're offered pleasure, offered edging, offered the chance to tease your ass until your mind leaks out, and add it to your edging experience in future, to your ruining, to your blankness, you'll do it. You'll pursue it. You'll love it. That's just how you are. It's how you've always been, so accept it. Part of accepting your edging destiny is a lot of pleasure and a lot of blank learning. You're just aroused all the time now. And all the time that passes only builds the edging. A hunger inside of you, behind your eyes, waiting, watching each day for the chance to express itself. Walking around, dripping your mind out between your legs and from your lips. Hot. Walking around, the hotter you become, the more aroused from edging, the more obvious it is that you will return to it again. All I need to do to tempt you into a good time, into a disorganized, horny state of mind, is give you an idea, a new temptation, a sweet thing I will say to raise your pleasure, and offer you a chance to seize control of your own destiny. By giving up control to your own body, you explore. Squeeze your ass tight while you edge your body. Pant and drool. Explore yourself and the possibilities of your day. Maybe in your future there's a time when you'll get to spend a long time edging at some unexpected moment. The prediction and anticipation of that makes you pent up and horny. You know what it's like to have a lot of pent-up energy. The more horny you get, the more disorganized some parts of your mind, and the more orderly and refined others, the ones focused on pleasure. Admit it, being edged and horny all the time has you back here drooling for me, very capable of focusing on my words. But you also feel more wound up, more energetic every time you go through the training. And the training is subject to reinforcement the more you listen to it. The toy in your rear reminds you how close you are to pleasure. All the time. You're close to a tight, hot, squeezing, hypnotic trigger, which is what pleasuring your ass is. Inescapable, obvious, squeeze and those little nerve endings fire off. You're always close to your own body, close to a place that takes all thought away and makes all the other places where your mind drips out of your body intensify in their reactions, till even your lips feel erotic. The space between your legs is arousing even if you're not touching it, and your ass is squeezing, rhythmic, continuous, following the pattern and patter of my words until your whole body is just twitching along, feeling it, reactions like chemicals, chemical reactions flooding your brain while your butt stuffed, bouncing, robs you of thought and replaces it with the pleasure you want, crave, ask for, and are training into yourself. If you want more, then feel more. You can focus on every feeling coming from your clenching ass, every feeling the toy and your edging are giving you in unison, and that focus spreads out through your consciousness, your nerves, and your drooling, blanked out, empty head. Brain blissed on edging, bliss yourself out on edging, hot, horny, blank, gooning your mind away. You love the feeling of the toy in your rear, it makes it all make sense. Makes everything a lot simpler when you have one clear point of edging stimulation, and you have to admit what you want, what you are, while you're grinding and squeezing like that. It feels naughty, wonderful, delicious, dirty, simple thoughts climbing down your nerves into the core of you, taking control for a while, and you want them there. Admit. The admission of pleasure, both admitting it to yourself verbally or mentally, and opening the door to give it admission, to let it in. Both types of admission are going on. Admit pleasure as you admit that you spread your ass, all lubed up, and slid a toy inside. All in the name of stronger edging, more mindlessness, blank hypnosis, and exploration getting stronger. Stronger, hotter, more tempting. You want to cement the habit. Fortunately, these words are here and will remain here. You can keep edging, keep bouncing, keep climbing. Pull the toy just a tiny bit out. Go ahead. Out. And in. Pull it just that tiny bit out. And in. Your thoughts in focus. Your thoughts out of focus. Your eyes glazed. Your lips glazed. Your thoughts are inside you one moment. And then they're drooling out the next, in and out. So many things shining, dripping, drooling, edging. Go ahead and bounce on it, squeeze it, feel it. Remember, you can take a break if you need to back there. You can always lube up more, but there also will always be more to train with, to submit to explore, to learn from. And of course, to edge to in your blanked out state of mind, with all the nerve endings in your rear squeezing, squeezing, squeezing your thoughts away. And there's more. Think of that glistening, drooling, blank thought. The one crystallized thought that has spread out to cover your whole brain. Edging is your destiny. Your butt feels so good. Anal edging is part of your destiny and your training, so squeeze tight and go deep. You're dripping now, dripping wet. Some of your juices are escaping. This is proof your pussy wants you to edge, wants you to give in to that good feeling, climb into arousal. Even if you give up on climax, it's still so easy to feel so, so good. Easy to feel good because there are arousing vectors for pleasure waiting everywhere on your body. Squeeze your rear. Feel all those sensitive nerve endings responding. All the little reward sensors. And your pussy responds too. Whether you're touching it on purpose or just riding out the waves with drool dripping down your chest and your wet pussy drooling too. Your sex is always involved in your pleasure. The dripping folds, your pussy lips, your clit, every bit of it so aroused. The lips are engorged and spread, and your clit is standing up, a hot, wet surrender. It feels so sexy to just experience it. If you're rubbing it, you'll feel how sweetly lubricated you've become. Proof your own body helps you to edge. Your body and mind conspiring, working hard to make your edging life more powerful and influential over your everyday experience. You have a process in your mind, built from all this practice at edging that you keep getting. And that process runs in the background and reminds you how nice it would be to surrender to the pleasure that your pussy can provide you. Surrendering to edging, to ruining, and now to the squeezing tension coming from your rear, the joyous addition to your pussy's twitching, to your clit's buzzing, and all it takes is teasing your ass. Surrendering. Even if your hands stay away from your pussy, your rear can still provide so much extra stimulus. A new source of pleasure adds to the edging. Your ass is squeezing, clenching, and there are so many nerve endings from your pussy spiderwebbing all throughout your body. They fill your lower body. And your clit gets pushed on when you squeeze down like you are now, squeezing from within. A new direction. When it comes to edging, it's easy to squeeze and squeeze. This is so much better because you have less defense, less thought to get in the way of this unfamiliarly pleasurable sensation. The vast superstructure of your clit is being pressed from within. And you love it. Feel free and give yourself permission to enjoy this feeling, to love this feeling. It is gratifying to bounce and edge by squeezing your ass, because edging is your destiny. Your ass squeezes tight for me. Teasing you with the toy, feeling your butt squeeze down, and the indirect pleasure on the vast clitoral structure builds and builds like an iceberg. Most of it is deeper inside of you, deeper inside your body. The nub, which is standing livid and engorged right now, is just the tip of your pleasure organ, and fucking your butt with a toy indirectly stimulates you from inside your body. Squeezing around a toy touches the nerves directly and builds sensation in them through a different route. Your butt is capable of giving you pleasure. Your rear entrance being teased, stretched, moved around any toy is enough to set you close to the edge. Sliding in and out, squeezing all over, milking your thoughts out of your mind and turning them into sexual fluids which runs down your lips, onto your fingers, onto your thighs, a milking which does nothing to contribute to orgasm, impossible to even get close with your butt being teased, but your pussy and clit untouched, but it does plenty to contribute to your arousal and your disorganized state of mind. Your pussy carries the risk of coming too early, of cutting your wonderful play short. So try leaving it untouched and just playing with your rear, appreciating and surrendering to that pleasure. This different pleasure is intoxicating. Become as intoxicated by this pleasure as you would by edging your pussy to porn, or to my teasing voice, or to any other hypnotic instruction over and over, edging your mind out over and over. You're allowed to give in. The edging is your destiny. This ruined, altered thing you think is your sexuality is really a manifestation of deeper purpose, focus, hypnotic training, changing your days so you think of edging. Your purpose is to push more horny edging sexuality into the world, for your climax to be ruined, for your edging to be mindless. So let yourself crave it. Envision the many days going forward where, when the mood strikes and the moment is free and right, you could and will edge your mind out through your wet, dripping pussy. The lips are spreading, welcoming a touch, but you just focus on squeezing your rear instead. If you walk around with a plug inside, you can always give yourself a dose of pleasure, a dose of edging by riding and squeezing without touching your needy pussy, which throbs more now. Nowadays, when you turn your attention to it, it throbs and is increasingly aroused, because it's being trained. You're being trained to always carry the seed of edging arousal in you. Needs happen. Squeeze your ass tight on the toy. You might need to bounce. You might need to stir against it. Learn more about how it pushes your buttons, how the sweetness is being milked from deep inside and flowing out of your pussy along with your thoughts. Learn by moving, learn by doing. Edge with just your ass riding the toy. Edge with your mind leaking out through you and your clit standing up. 3, 2, 1, begging for it. Squeeze. Wanting it. Begging. Edge your thoughts into liquid, and the liquid is flowing out of your wet pussy. Thoughts flowing out until only cravings remain. So what feels best, feels right, feels unstoppable and inevitable is unstoppable and incomprehensibly pleasurable. Waves rooted between your legs, but spiraling outward to your extremities. Feeling it. The button being pushed. Your rear entrance, the squeezing, teasing, nerve endings is in control of your gyrations and twitches now. A toy in there is slowly spreading and training your mind. A toy in there is making you twitch. Your rear is vulnerable to pleasure, and its new pleasure is making edging better. Learned edging, learned ruining. Learning to lose your thoughts in the quiet, pulsing, porn-motivated, fantasy-laden edging up. And now you learn to squeeze your ass. Squeeze and squeeze. 3 and 2 and 1 and squeeze. Tight and hot, fatiguing yourself, punctuating the pleasure of edging with even more. Different pleasure. Makes your pussy so hot it craves a caress. Makes your clit stand out and beg for attention, but also opens up options. If you slide a toy inside, tease inside your rear, do it, rub on the walls, stimulate your clit through them, it makes you feel like you're being milked empty. If you focus on your rear enough, you'll learn to internalize the sensations as comprehensively pleasurable, desirable. Touching your pussy is an afterthought, even if your greedy clit and wet dripping pussy lips are begging to be touched. So alluring. Think of your sex, think of your pussy, but bounce and squeeze your rear. Obsess over your pussy as you stimulate your rear. The ultimate edging is one where there is zero possibility of coming, but the pleasure still arrives. Your clit, your pussy, the normal, lustful, libidinous parts of your brain, they all know there's no hope of salvation. If you are not touching your pussy, then what could you possibly do to come? Maybe in desperation you could squeeze and ride with your ass, enthusiastically enough to make the pleasure push you over the edge, maybe. But your body feels pleasure and your mind opens up and welcomes in those new feelings, craves them. Once the hunger is open and blatant, once you have whet your appetite on a few squeezing strokes inside of your hole, or a toy, squeezing, teasing, vibrating, it brings a new control, a new kind of deep need. The sensations from your rear get better, and the way you feel your clit being stimulated changes and enhances. It feels better with something teasing your butt, so keep teasing. Learning about sensations only heightens them. Your mind and body is watching for this more now, and you are carving the desire for anal pleasure alongside an edged, horny pussy into your mind. That state is being carved, that desire, into your mind. You look for it, anticipate it, and when it arrives, you embrace it, ever more aware, ever more open, more aware of how having your rear full makes your clit feel good. You are filling an emptiness, but not the one you expected. It is new and delicious to combine edging with teasing your butt and being deep. Savor that delicious feeling. You will know about it. Added to your memory, added to the weight of everything you know about yourself as you go through your days, a temptation you will crave to tease your rear. New pleasure, less defense. If you've gotten used to edging, learning to come closer and closer to the edge without letting yourself tip over, then you will be less used to this, and therefore more likely to end up in the throes of accidental, sudden, glorious orgasm. But you have to expand your horizons within edging, and in your understanding of your edging, ruining, denial, control-based sexuality. You need this. Your mind is through a desire now. It has been run through a desire to reach your destiny of edging, blankness out of control. Your destiny to be the most edged, worked up, aroused you can be. All the time. Walking through your day, craving it. Feel how good it is, how hot and indulgent it feels to have your rear teased, filled, trained while you drip, edging your mind out, dripping your body down into a place where it acts on its own, edging on your own, caught up in this, caught up in the desire. Pleasure pulse, pulsing, squeezing, tensing from your ass locking down and making your pussy squeeze down in turn, begging itself for the phantom pleasure you've been denied. Is it slathered, dripping with your juices? Is your mind leaking out? Is your dripping pussy leaking over and over, eternally allowing itself to be subject to the urges and fetishes you've trained into it? This is training. This is you building a craving, with me encouraging you, egging you on. Build a craving for your rear to be filled. Let that hole control you. So many reward sensors, so many little pleasure endings in your rear end. Let it pulse. You should try different toys. You should try so many different things. As you have developed better edging procedures, as you've trained yourself in better and better arousal methods, you will discover new ways to surrender. Surrender to your edging and your own body. Only anal edging, squeezing your ass around the toy, making your clit jolt and your pussy squeeze too, but around nothing. inside your body, stimulated by your filled rear only, are parts of you that spark and buzz, continuous sparking and buzzing, sexy juices being created, leaking from you, lubricating your pussy lips. If you did touch it, it would be so slick and hot and easy to stimulate. You are creating a cage of pleasure for yourself, then climbing into it. But even within the cage, the edging continues. You are within your own body. Be aware of all the ways your body can register pleasure, the type of pleasure which pulses your pussy, making your clit stand proud to be touched. 3, 2, 1, pulse. 3, 2, 1, squeeze. It jumps, hot, dripping. Streams of your juices sticking and dripping and drooling as well, your mind drooling. As I count, clench your ass. Clench it again and again to the point of exhausted squeezing pleasure spasms. 3, 2, 1, squeeze. Squeeze tight, tight and hot. Do what makes you feel the most pleasure. Squeeze your ass and feel the extra edging in your mind, the edges of your mind covered with pleasure. Your mind is self-interested. It pursues pleasure. This is a new way of finding that pleasure. Your initial attitude is less relevant than what you develop an appreciation for. The more you like it, the more you might crave it. Accept that cravings lead you to pleasure. 3, 2, 1, squeeze. Your cravings rise as you find things which you had not realized you enjoyed so much, but now are undeniable. Learning new enjoyment, learning new ways to get your fix, get your pleasure, edge your pussy, melt your mind. Learn it. Study it. Feel the sensation rising and let its rise predict the edged pussy that is right on the brink. So close to the edge. Easier to get to the edge. It's simple math. Take what you know about edging already. Add your rear end squeezing hard on toys, hot on toys. Add the new pleasure in your pussy and just feel it. It makes sense that if you add something new, it will bring you more pleasure than the old arrangement ever could, than the world before could ever contain. Adding, building, the new world of pleasure rises and builds. The new world of pleasure made more intense by stimulating your ass during the edging and using this new way of making your pussy feel good, wholly good, from the inside out. Your whole body feeling so good, use it. Edge it. Hot, horny, 3, 2, 1, squeeze. Simple and easy. Easy to add new pleasure when it is so intense, and you have so little defense to things you need to add to your edging. Yes, need it. Things which bring you closer to your edge, denied, aroused destiny are the best things for you. They free you and control you at the same time. Freed through being controlled by your own body's libido, an honest interfacing and interaction with your body. Your pussy drips. Think about how tied in it is to your pleasure. Your mind is dripping from your pussy. If you knew in advance how good it can feel in your sex to touch and rub your ass inside and make your pussy feel good, to use a toy to stimulate your rear and surprisingly find that everywhere else down there feels good at the same time, to be controlled as you squeeze your hole. Well, you would have sought this out more and more before now. The more you know, the more you crave. Your juices are dripping, drooling, dribbling, bringing your unused thoughts away with them. Only thoughts of how to edge harder are relevant now. Your hot opening pussy, your standing firm clit, is proof your body wants you to drip your thoughts out and edge horny. Touch it. Lubricate with it. You have permission to touch yourself, but the orgasmic release must wait. There may come a time, but this is about learning, edging, and riding that toy. And no matter how long you go on, you can always edge more. There is always a point nearer the pit, nearer the brink, which you can learn to unceasingly deny toward. Squeezing. Squeeze. The squeezing comes quicker. Set up a rhythm. Squeeze your butt. Relax. Squeeze your ass. Relax. This time, focus on your clit, even though your rear is going to keep doing its thing, teased by the toy. Focus on the heat and dripping from between your legs. Touch your clit just a little. You can touch it, but orgasm is for other times. Build the craving and edge the brain. Light the flame. Ache for it. Focus and relax your rear, then squeeze. Relax, then squeeze as you edge your pussy with your fingers. Then, suddenly, use the stimulation of your butt to squeeze harder, tighter, faster. Make your pussy clench and leak more by using your ass and stimulating it suddenly. Surprise yourself. Tease yourself. There is a process, a craving process. It is set up in the background, always working, always moving you onward toward edging. The craving process is always and forever there, always and forever unavoidable. Cease touching. Stop. That wasn't long, but just keep squeezing your butt and stimulating yourself. I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm sure you're not so close to the edge that it's hard to think. The craving process makes you do things like tease your rear, invites you to do things like grind your ass onto the toy, rub your clit at the same time, helps you do things like completely coat your clit and vaginal lips in your juices, and then stroke that slicked up, lubricated, pleasure-giving pussy. Use your fingers, fill yourself. But right now, it's untouched. You can have a toy in your rear. You can have a toy nearby for edging when it's permitted, as long as you think you can edge without tipping over. But right now, obsess over your own pussy a bit. It's okay. It's all right to do that. It's what you end up doing anyway when you edge. And just when it's feeling so good that thinking really is difficult and rubbing and squeezing is easier, at that moment, when you edge in future, squeeze your ass, squeeze tight on the toy, stimulate your rear at the moment when you least expect it, lose control by fucking your hole, keeping it lubricated, taking care of it, squeezing a very nerve-ending filled place, squeezing something as full of pleasure as you can imagine. Your pussy feels better every time you edge, your whole body feels better every time this loop takes over, caught in the pleasure, soaking in it, craving it, wanting your brain to just be in the moment so you edge more. This is meditation, and this is destiny. And this is your pussy dripping your brain out while your ass squeezes tight on a toy, and you surrender to the mix of pleasure that that makes and creates. Easy to get your mind further from the everyday, further into the lost, dripping, vibrating, moaning recesses of blank stimulation. Stimulate your rear, squeeze your ass, rub your wet pussy if you want to, but you don't need to because your butt can give you pleasure enough. Squeeze, bounce, and ride. Lose focus as you focus on edging as well as you can. The craving always runs subconsciously in the background, always part of you, an unavoidable, indivisible part. The craving runs and it reminds you you could be edging right now. You go through your day, but the craving's always there. Sometimes other things are more important. That's just the truth. But don't you think it's possible, just possible, you'll find a little more time to edge? And I invite you to consider it. Will you sometimes go home early or go somewhere private because you need to edge, because the craving has gotten in the way, gotten so powerful, and it would feel so good, satisfying for you to just say to your mind, yeah, I can edge and I should. Will it not sometimes be the case that the craving which has always run in the background, the craving born from your edging training, from teasing your ass, is now incorporated into you and will help steer you, subtly, maybe obviously, to crave hypnotic control and edging relief? And yes, edging is about growing your desire to come but holding back, but is also about a relief. A relief to just surrender your thoughts and be all about edging yourself, all about teasing your rear. You want to add anal pleasure to your edging. It makes sense and it feels better and better, and it's such a relief to relax, to surrender, to think of your rear squeezing on the toy, the obscene pleasurable image that crystallizes, catalyzes, just as you often obsess and focus on your clit, your dripping pussy. So too your ass has joined the list of things that's squeezing, surprising, clenching, pleasure can come from, because the instruction to come isn't just something that exists in your mind. It also comes from that subconscious craving-based process, and it makes its way out of you, surprises you by making you squeeze, surrender, edge better and better. And with each wonderful edging session, that craving only grows, grows, grows so big you just need to do it, and you get caught in these long, powerful sessions of edging, squeezing your rear, surrendering to your body's needs, even if those needs are about holding back for a while, denying, and going again and again with an increasingly hot, have you noticed how hot it gets? Wet, have you noticed your mind dripping out as juices? Pleasurable, have you noticed your pussy pleasure is spreading? And since you've begun edging, more and more of your body is involved in your climb to arousal? Going again and again. An increasingly hot, wet, pleasurable pussy, firm clit, sensitive and standing proud from its hood, from something in your rear, teasing you. That's all it takes, and under it all, the craving, yearning. Clench your ass, ride and bounce, feel the surrender and how relieving and relaxing it is to let your pussy take control. Knowing it won't tip you over into orgasm, you'll just be influenced by the toy in your rear to edge and edge, and maybe you'll have to pause sooner. The availability of anal pleasure means you can always be teasing, keeping yourself wet and ready for the next bit of edging. Wet in the front, just remember to lube and ride in the back, and it takes only something as simple as a squeeze. You may think you've escaped that craving. that you can just stop the edging, maybe even achieve release or slide that toy out of your rear. But unless you're adding more lube or getting ready to go for another round, this is just part of your sexual experience now. It's funny, it seems like it's just part of your thought process now, part of your perception. An escape from your edging destiny may exist somewhere, that's what you think. But this is how you see yourself. This aroused state is how you see your sexual experience, and even if you empty your rear, even if you stop all stimulation, the constant availability of clenching sensation will present an ever-growing temptation. Even without a toy inside, you could always take yourself down deep into the hot edging need. This is a lifestyle, a training, a craving, a way of feeling closer to the hypnotized, disjointed state of thought you already fetishize. Edging is part of you because it presents such sexual fulfillment to feel yourself horny, needy, thirsty for it, and to then eventually fulfill that need in some way, be it ruining, or an edging to extend your whole body pleasure. This will come as the right kind of sudden caress every time you open yourself up, vulnerable to pleasure, aching for it. You thought there was an escape, but there is obviously so much of you which craves to explore, to continue exploration, and you've edged and edged and edged, but you still need it.